now it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, brings years of experience to those topics and more. And we welcome him in this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And how are you this Tuesday morning?
I'm very good. And yourself?
Can't complain. Still inhaling and exhaling.
Marshall, I don't know if it's you or me, but you're kind of distant voice-wise.
Can you hear better now?
Make it a little louder.
How about that? Is that better?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, things aren't bad up here. I mean, the state is opening up slowly now. Dutchess County, adjacent to us, today is where they can open up slowly. The thing that scares me, Jim, is we see constant pictures of people now out and about, and they're gathering in like 10 or 15 people. They're not social distancing. They don't have masks on. And then when you point that out on internet, some people say, well, you shouldn't be the COVID police. And I tell people, yes, you have a right to go out in America and do what you want to do, as long as it's safe and legal. But you do not have a right to endanger other people, especially people 60 and over and compromised immune systems, by not following simple orders like putting a mask on when you're out and social distancing. That worries me that if people don't keep doing that as this opens up, we've just wasted 2.5 months, and we'll be back in the same position in another month or so.
I totally agree. It was kind of amazing watching all those fine people in that pool in Lake of the Ozarks in Arkansas, basically body to body in hot water. Everybody has a right to do whatever they want, but they don't have a right to hurt anybody else. And we're going through some kind of test here the last 3 years at least, and hopefully this is the end of the test and we'll come out the other side. But the behavior is beyond the pale. There's not too much explanation other than that maybe people have gone a little nutsy fagan being confined. I'll buy that. That's not an excuse, but at least there's some rationale for it. I share with you concern that if people do not stay in the guidelines, using the mask and the separation and those kinds of things, and certainly don't go into public places, then unfortunately this coming back in a second wave, this virus coming back in a second wave, is extremely real. I mean, naturally, it comes back according to the scientists, but we're always hopeful and we try and take actions, but we're basically not helping to limit the comeback, if not to participate in it being even worse than it is now. And these are scary times, and people should be scared. Life is for the living. It's not for going into danger that could result in the end of your life.
Well, the whole
thing, equally importantly, is those around you, those people in that pool in Lake of Ozarks, they have families, girlfriends, friends, grocery people, restaurant people. It's not a burden I wish to take. I want to stay safe, and I don't want the burden of having done something to somebody else.
What's interesting about it is that I don't want, it's like me. During this pandemic, I'm 67. I'm overweight, and I have compromised lungs because when I was a kid, I had bronchitis, and I missed a year of school, and my lungs are damaged from that. It's why I stopped smoking many years ago, because I had a doctor once that said, you smoke, you drink, and you eat too much. You got to get rid of two of those. So the smoking and the drinking, I haven't got rid of the other one. But anyways, it goes back. So I'm compromised, but when I go out, back and forth to the station. When I have to get gas, I put gloves on, I put my mask on. If I have to go into a grocery store, which I now have down to really going into only about once a week, I observe all the rules because I'm compromised. And it really upsets me when someone who is not in a compromised situation doesn't think about anybody else, and they do what they do by not having their masks on, by not social distancing. So, you know, people shouldn't be scared to go out and do things. Go out and do things now that we're allowed to. But for gosh sakes, just a simple thing like having a mask hanging around your neck, so if you come in with, if you see a crowd of people, you just lift it up and put it on. That's not a lot to ask for. You know, it's not a lot.
It's not a lot at all. And for folks who feel that they need to be expressing themselves, or they don't want to be inhibited by a mask, or that they don't want to be like everybody else, they should realize all the information that all of us are receiving basically is making us all very uptight and nervous and not feeling well, not eating well, whatever. If you adopt a mask with the idea not only to protect others and yourself, but rather to instill a certain confidence in you. When people put the mask on, they should say, okay, well, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in case something comes my way. And that should alleviate some of the tension that this thing has put upon all of us. Because if you're cavalier and you say, hey, I'm not letting this get to me, I'm Mr. Bravado, I'm going to go out without a mask, you're creating a certain tension in your psyche, in your body. And if you do it long enough, you're not going to recognize it, and it's going to become a part of you, at least for a time. We must look for the positive in this, because the positive is incredible to continue living. I mean, it's living. And as someone said in an interview, an ER person, a young lady, she said, you know, I wish I could share, which I can, scenes of these people on ventilators and what they go through. Whether they come out the other side alive or not, there is such torture, we are told. And perhaps we ought to start realizing that it's like, well, if I go down this road where there's a huge four-foot hole at the end of it, I just may or may not wreck the car, but break a few bones, maybe have head trauma. You got to start thinking that way. It's survival. Why is it that people who are in wars wear helmets and protective armor? Because there's danger there. And the lack of appreciation of the danger, I don't have an answer to it, but I think you got to work. If you are in this position where you don't want to wear a mask, you got to start working on this. If nothing else, have counsel with your folks. Have counsel with a doctor. It's preposterous. It's suicidal. And the proof of the pudding is you go to Japan and look at what they've done. Early lockdown and the smallest amount of deaths in the Western world. And it hit South Korea and Japan around the same time, roughly the same time as the U.S. What is it? The Japanese people, like it or not, are a much more disciplined group of people. And they use that to do something that is best for themselves. Also, they have great respect, talking to general populace, for their own their own citizens, particularly the elderly. The Japanese and Chinese have great respect for elderly people. If you can't get into a few of the things I've just said, get into treating with reverence the people who brought you into the world and the people who have subsidized you in the sense of caring for you, voting for the right things for your government. People must deal with this, because this false hope could be just as dangerous as the virus.
You know, it's,
and back to your first thoughts, Marshall, in terms of the virus coming back. The scientists tell us this. They have been studying these things for hundreds of years. There is data on these types of viruses. So if you want to dispute the truth, go to a movie theater and watch 95 different crazy films. But don't dispute it within yourself.
You know, we'll get off this topic in a second, but, you know, most of the problem in the United States, and especially in Connecticut and New York State, nursing home deaths. And what happened was, in the beginning of this, before anybody showed any signs, people visited nursing homes, and certain people went into nursing homes to visit their relatives, their mother, their father, whatever, not knowing they had the virus. And this virus has spread like wildfire through nursing homes, not only in Connecticut, but New York and all over the country. And you take that and then you look at South Korea, which Joe Goodman just pointed out to me via text, and people that were at that nightclub. There was a nightclub party. And once again, Korea had a problem with a hotspot because of those people being just totally not following the orders. And it happened in our country in the Midwest at that swim party. Where a bunch of high school students had a swim party after they graduated. And once again, that area became a hot spot. That should point out to people, the masks aren't to protect you from other people. The mask you wear protects you from emitting things out if you're carrying the virus, because it's not going to bother you. You are wearing that mask not really to protect yourself. You're wearing it to protect other people. And people don't, there's a lot of people that don't realize that, Jim, that mask, it just shows that you have care and compassion and concern for other people when you wear it.
It's the law of numbers in terms of this virus. You look at the people in the swimming pool in Lake of the Ozarks. I keep referring to it because it's been well documented, and therefore people should be very familiar with it. It only takes one person, only one person, and that one person infects five people, and then it's 15, then it's 50. It's a result of the nature of the virus. It is always seeking a new host. The scientists have talked about, I haven't heard it lately, the pandemic effect mathematically. If you look at the way the numbers read in this country, we had 1, we had 15, we had 50, we had 5,000, etc. This was no accident. This had to happen. That's the way viruses work. Viruses are not content with one human body, because once they're in there, I'm not saying I have any sense because of what they thought or anything else, but once they're in there, they then seek another host. And they're not just seeking another host anymore. They die like bees. They're going after anybody nearby.
What's interesting and about all this is this pandemic is because of social media and because of mainstream media. I'll blame all the networks. This has become politicized now. It's once again, and the coronavirus is now turning into red versus blue. And that's a big problem in this country. Everything is politicized. Sides are taken, and then nothing gets done. And like I said, it's a big burden that I put on social media and mainstream media, because now this has become politicized. And once it becomes politicized, it's very hard to convince people.
We were warned very early when this broke, in the words of many people, scientists, of course, and others who are just knowledgeable, intelligent people, fair-minded. Listen to the scientists. And unfortunately, because we're a somewhat media-driven country, we have yielded to the temptation and adopted those people who get on and some of them very honestly repeat a lot of remarks which are very, very incorrect. We also have, unfortunately, in the media, people, the media now, who have politicized this thing because it makes clashes between two sides always makes for supposed good television. Much like we must discipline ourselves in terms of social distancing and mask, we must distance ourselves from so saturating ourselves with media coverage of the virus,
you know,
that we don't know which way is up.
There's so much more to cover in the media. For God's sakes, we are now in June, okay? June, July, August, September, October, November. We have an election in November, and it's a big election. There are so many stories out there that need to be covered. And yes, the coronavirus is one of them. But I really, you know, the only way...
single-minded obsession with it, banging away over...
only increases the fear factor, which
right.
There shouldn't be a fear factor. It's a very simple thing. I mean, you know, you follow two simple rules. That's it now. When the lockdown is lifted, you follow two simple rules.
You stay 6 feet away from people. If and you're fine, or if you can't, you have a face covering on. It's that simple. And the reason that you have a face covering on, separate and apart from whatever your opinion is because when you go into a store and the kid who doesn't understand that you have to cover your nose and your mouth doesn't have his nose covered, you know, so you're fine. You don't have to worry about it.
And but, you don't have to worry about giving somebody else it either.
But it's that simple. Yeah. Where I am finding that a lot of people, and, you know, understandably, lockdowns are probably not the best for mental health, but where I'm finding that a lot of people have just gone off the deep end is they either think that they've got to stay in and have become flat agoraphobic, or they've got to go out wrapped in astronaut outfits. And there's just the lack of balance is astonishing. So it's just, you know, the media isn't helping. The information isn't helping. It's now so confused. It's totally politicized. And it's become stupid.
It's become part of the election to put the election campaign, Jim. That's the problem that's happened.
And you get great stories being written now about, you know, percentage of, well, you know, in red states only this percent, but in blue states they've had more virus. And it's like, that's really not the point.
Yeah. So you've got about 2 minutes left, Jim. I'm sorry we chumped away that time there for you.
Well, I'm just going to blame the virus. That's all.
Yeah.
Now, that is a perfect excuse. Now, you're on to something there, sir. That is a good... remember my dog? The dog ate the homework?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said, you remember the dog ate my homework?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're
yes,
right.
I do.
All right.
And he ate it many times.
He
was a very hungry dog.
I know, those dogs. So it's like, it's the virus.
So to wrap it up now in a minute and a half, Jim.
Okay. So I hope the weekend has been good for you all. I suggest that you continue to schedule your life so that you keep it as busy as possible with things that you enjoy, with things that you haven't been doing before, that you exercise in place, at home. There are all kinds of ways to do that on television, in the media, on the internet. But I'd like to go out with the following, that as much trouble as we have right now, we have to step forward and help ourselves psychologically for being grateful for all that we have been given and for all those people who helped the gift come forward. And those are the people of the military who, starting with our revolution from the English and then are moving into greater freedom for our citizens in with Lincoln and then on to the pandemic in 1918, World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, the missile crisis, all of these various viruses we've had in the last 20 years, the horrendous 9/11. We've survived all those, and that's courtesy of the military and the frontline workers who have helped us through these crises. Finally, go into yourself and realize the spirit within you can transcend any of these fears that you have. You got to meditate, you got to exercise, you got to read, and above all, you have to love people and not be divisive. You have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week.
All right, Jim, take care, stay healthy, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch, and to cover your assets here on Robin Hood Radio.